A bill banning the burning of AFFF firefighting foam has passed both the New York State Assembly and Senate. The bill, sponsored by two Capital Region lawmakers, has local roots. The Norlite plant in Cohoes was under contract with the U.S. Navy to burn the PFAS-laden foam in its two large kilns and had quietly been doing so for 2 years. Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck says she learned from a Wall Street Journal article in February that the Norlite facility had become the nation's epicenter for burning the foam.
This is important because more than 2 million pounds of this toxic firefighter foam containing PFAS chemicals has been burned at Norlite in 2018 and 2019. This toxic material came from 60 military sites and a number of private companies and state agencies from around the country, in fact, from 25 states, without any environmental review and without the public or local elected officials being informed that this toxic burning was taking place.
In April, the Common Council passed a one-year moratorium prohibiting incineration of the foam anywhere in Cohoes. Mayor Bill Keeler then began talking with state officials, including fellow Democrats, State Senator Neil Breslin, and Assemblyman John McDonald, a former Cohoes mayor. They crafted a bill that passed both houses Wednesday. Keeler is pleased.
Clearly, the Norlite contracts with the Department of Defense and others to incinerate AFFF containing dangerous PFAS chemicals got ahead of the science, determining it was safe to do so. So we applaud the New York State Legislature for passing the bill prohibiting incineration of materials containing these so-called forever chemicals in Cohoes. And we are thankful to Assemblyman John McDonald and Senator Neil Breslin for their tireless leadership on this issue on behalf of our community and the surrounding area.
McDonald says the bill is en route to Governor Andrew Cuomo's desk.
The governor's not obligated to look at the bill to the end of the year.
Keeler says Cuomo has provided a lot of leadership on environmental issues.
And this is not just an environmental issue, it's an environmental justice issue. When you consider the 70 families that are living in the Saratoga Sites housing development in the shadows of Norlite. So we're cautiously optimistic that the governor will sign this into law.
Enck says the measure permanently addresses an important health and environmental justice issue.
With bipartisan support, really is impressive and needs to be acknowledged as one of the first, well, the first legislative action like this in the entire country. Of course, this burning is so unusual. The Department of Defense only sends this material to four other incinerators in the whole country, two in Arkansas, one in Ohio, and then Cohoes, New York. So it is would be consistent with Governor Cuomo's environmental justice commitments to sign this bill into law.
A spokesman for the governor's office tells WAMC, quote, "We'll review the bill, but it's worth noting that in 2019, the DEC directed Norlite to cease its incineration of firefighting foam that contains PFAS compounds." Norlite officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.